Do you have to check your child to see if he has a dirty diaper, if she has a dirty diaper, before benching or making any brachas, even if you don't have any smell emanating from the child? So, in general, the Mishnah Berurah gives a hakdama, a summation of brachos, which can be met, are allowed, when you're allowed to make brachos in the presence of certain smelly objects and other, you know, tsoa-type objects. So, and again, this discussion primarily is dealing with children who are old enough to eat a kezias of wheat in 4 minutes. In other words, a child under a certain age, which is generally under 3 months or perhaps even under 6 months, is not considered, his feces is not considered a feces that would aser someone from making brachos. So just to keep in mind, we're talking about a child with a diaper who's above a certain age. So the Mishnah Berurah, in his Akdama to Simon Ayin Tes, says, well, there are a couple of rules. If something is, the tzoa is behind you or on your side, you have to move 4 amos away from the tzoa, even if it doesn't smell. And if you are within 4 amos, it's usher to say Kriya Shema, and you would have to repeat the Kriya Shema if you accidentally say Shema in the such presence within 4 amos of the tzoa. Also, if the tzoa is in front of you, you have to move away kamalayinav so you can't see it. Also, urine is the same as tzoa, says the Mishnah Berurah. Additionally, if the tzoa is in a kisui, if it's covered up, and the tzoa doesn't smell, the feces doesn't smell, you can say Kriya Shema Brachos right near it. But now, what about if this tzoa, this feces in a cover, i.e. a diaper, smells as well? Or in other words, it has an odor emanating from this diaper, so it's a reyach ra, sheyeshuo ikar. So what is the status? So do we view this smell as coming from a diaper as a reyach ra sheyeshuo ikar, where there is a source of the smell, in other words, the tzoa in the diaper, or do we view it as a reyach ra sheyeshuo ikar? In other words, the smell emanating from a diaper is not considered that as a source because the source is covered up. So what is the nafka mina? If it's considered a reyach ra that has an ikar, in other words, that there is something there, and we view it as if there is a actual tzoa there, you have to distance yourself 4 amos, which is about 6 to 8 feet, from the place where the smell ends. In other words, it's not sufficient to move away from the child. You have to move away from the place where the smell ends. If the child emanates a bad smell of 2 feet, you would have to move away 8 feet or 10 feet. On the other hand, if we view this smell as a reach ra she'en lo ikar, that there is no source of the smell, even though practically there is a source, but it's covered with a diaper, so it's viewed as if there is no source, then you just need to move away from the end, 4 amos from the end of the smell. Now that's a huge ramification. If you have a dirty diaper in a room and it smells, do we consider it yesh ikar? There is an ikar, and you have to move 4 amos away from the end of the smell, or do we consider it ein lo ikar, and all you need to do is distance yourself, you know, 1 am or an inch away from the smell itself? The Mishnah Berurah appears to include that yesh ikar, that you have to be machmir. Now, the question now becomes, well, what about do you need to check? In other words, you have a diaper in the room, a kid in the room, you don't know if you can't smell anything. Do you have to check a kid before you make any brachas? Now, this would be a huge chumrah. If every time you are ready to bench or make a bracha, you need to check a child, what about a moro who's got 30 kids? How could they ever make any brachos in that room? So the Seder Brachos writes, that since many poskim understand that this tzoa is considered tzoa sheyeshuo ikar, it's asur midaraisa. So you must check a kid before making brachos if you are within 4 amos from him. On the other hand, Ali Cheshvamo permits bring a kid in diaper to shul, because he says we don't worry that he's dirty, because there's no need to check. And in fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman himself would make kiddush in his house without checking his children. Shevet Alevi also says there's no need to check a kid in diapers because there's no reyasa. You change a kid an hour ago, why would you think that he's changed? Why would you think that he's still dirty at this point? In other words, unless you have a reason if you know if there's a smell, then you have to obviously check. But if there is no smell, then why do we assume that he has gone to the bathroom already? Yes, normally kids go to the bathroom again, but you have no reason to suspect that now, we'll see later on. Some say unless it's a long time has passed, but at least an hour after, there would be no need to check. Bezosa bracha cites Rabbi Yashu as well. They don't need to check, but he does cite Mordechai or Eliyahu who passed that you must check, especially because kids who, even though they're clean now, will eventually become dirty shortly thereafter, and therefore you would have to. There is no chazaka that the kid is clean. All Yaakov as well cites from Nissim Karelitz, who is Machmir. Sefer Torah Salachlo distinguishes when you have a playgroup. If you have a huge 20 kids, so then it's a big tircha to check every kid before any bracha is ever made in that room. So therefore, you wouldn't have to check. You could rely on the lenient opinions that it's anal ikker. But if you hold that there is, but if there's only one child, then maybe there is room to be machmir. The Ishei Yisrael really sums it up by saying you only need to check if it's been a long time after you change the kid. In other words, if you bench and then check and then find that there's a smell, you would have to make a new bracha if there was reason to suspect that the kid had gone to the bathroom because it's been 3 hours since you changed him, and now you check him after you bench and realize, oh whoops, he's dirty. So then you would have to make a new bracha if you were within 4 amas of the smell. But otherwise, if there's no presumption that the kid is dirty, then there is room to be lenient.